On the heels of a federal ruling to fully restore DACA, advocates in the Mountain West are fielding a lot of calls from potential new applicants. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent reports.
DACA doesn't present a path to citizenship, but it's shielded young people brought to the U.S. by family members from deportation and open doors for education and jobs. Since 2017, the Trump administration hasn't accepted new applications, even after the Supreme Court rejected Trump's attempt to end DACA in June. Attorney Adriel Orozco is executive director of the New Mexico Immigrant Law Center. He says the majority of calls he's receiving are from people
trying to see if they can apply for DACA for the first time.
Orozco remembers a client detained by ICE. It took months of advocacy to get him released. His client would have been eligible for DACA had the program allowed new applicants.
The uncertainty of these past few years is causing a lot of heartache for our community.
That uncertainty persists. An upcoming court case threatens DACA's future. Advocates, meanwhile, want President-elect Biden to enact a permanent solution. More than 44,000 Dreamers live in our region. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.